Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So Cardi B and her hubby Offset spent the night at the strip club over the Memorial Day weekend, and they just happened to run into...
Spent the night? You can stay in there now?
They spent a night. Change. Let me just say a night, not the night. They didn't sleep there.
Because you made it seem like they had a sleepover.
No, they had a sleepover. They spent a night at the strip club over the Memorial Day weekend, and they happened to run into newly single singer Ne-Yo, who was also there. Cardi B posted a picture of Ne-Yo and Offset with huge stacks of cash that they threw out at the strippers that surrounded them. Cardi B captioned the pic, "Ooh, okay, Ne-Yo acting bad." So here's my question. They are all consenting adults, we know that. But have you ever run into someone when you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
Hell yeah.
And what happened though? Or here's a better, even better question.
Look have at you Steve ever face.
I know. He's holding his head, head with his hand right now.
Shame, just shame.
Have you ever been or will you ever go to the strip club with your spouse? With your significant other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been with my spouse. I've been with my wife. We've been to strip club. And it was so uncomfortable for me.
For you.
I just sat there and just sipped on a Sprite.
A Sprite? You didn't even have a cocktail?
Just a Sprite. Man, I'm good.
No, he can't drink at the strip club because it's going to come out then.
What's going to come out?
What?
Steve, what's going
to
come out?
Anything.
That fun side. That fun side going to come out.
You better shake it. Shake that monkey. Shake your monkey. Shake your monkey, girl.
He making monkey sounds in the strip club.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sprite.
Get over there on that booth and get you some wings. You better get you some wings.
Steve, you've never.
Never mm-hmm. would, never will.
But you're not like a strip club guy.
I wasn't a strip club guy when I was single. I don't like it. You too fine to be up there anyway. I'd be in here thinking about changing their life and getting down off the pole.
So you T-Pain, I'm in love with a stripper.
I'm over there trying to make offers and stuff. I'm
sponsor packages.
baby, why are you doing this? And then...
Just at work.
Leave me, then you go over there to somebody else. I thought you cared about me.
You get jealous attached. With it.
I'm emotionally attached. I don't think you're over here for this money. I think you're over here for me. And just I want to be clear about that.
Just from dancing in that moment, you had fell in love.
Yeah, yeah, I've read too much.
It doesn't
into
take it.
Yeah, but the way she danced on me.
It meant something to you, Cheetah, didn't it?
I worked at the Cheetah Strip Club in the early 90s, 80s in Atlanta. It was horrible.
Why?
Horrible. Because I don't care how funny you are, you can't follow naked women.
Oh, so what? Did you get
hey,
oh, you
do
got
something. Take your clothes off.
You got heckled.
Whip it out. Show us something. You know, I mean, man, they was, them here.
What?
Ran my ass out, man. I didn't even have no comebacks for the first 3 days was miserable. Then I wrote a bunch of stripper jokes just to try to maintain that 15 minutes while the girls was on break. And you had to go up 3 times a night and do 15 minutes to get a girl's a 15-minute break. And I just said, man, I got through it that week and they paid me $1,500. It was the worst $1,500 of my entire life. I hated it, man. But my dressing room was connected to the stripper's dressing room. And I,
nice.
So you probably made friends.
Okay, so
man,
yeah,
you made a lot of friends. You know, a lot of counseling going on in the back, like, you know, listening to problems and everything. I was still trying to counsel. I was young, about 30, still trying to counsel.
All right.
And they had 2 black strippers at the Cheetah back then. 2 black strippers, and I wanted to marry both of them.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of this ignorant show right after this.
I want to marry both of them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.